The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Dennis Morris of KLEM in Lamars and Dale Wagner with the Saxon in Sac City. Dennis, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
All right, thank you. Good morning, Senator. Let's go back to last week, if we can, to the U.S. Senate Agriculture Committee hearings on the cattle market. I guess if you want to call it unfair practices or the concerns that you, as well as many cattle producers, have over the fact that the cattle pricing has not been fair. We've got a little bit of a limited access as to where we can market cattle. There's only about three or four processors that handle the majority of it. So I guess, if you will, share with us what took place in the hearing last week.
Well, I think that all of us that are promoting legislation and all of us who have found fault with the way the four biggest packers dominate the market, and your question lays out the economic problems for both the consumer and the farmer, and the profitability, great profitability of the packers. And I think now it's just simply reached the point of what legislation do we have, and I think that talking to the colleagues the day and two after the hearing, I think we're ready to move to see if we can get some agreement between two or three different approaches, mine and Fisher's, and maybe there's some other ideas out there, get together behind some legislation we get behind and solve this problem for the cattle producers.
Do you have a timetable as to when your bill or others similar to that may come up in the Senate Ag Committee hearing for a vote?
I think there's a feeling that it fits in very well with the livestock marketing law reauthorization. That act sunsets September 30th. So get ready for action when that bill comes up with an amendment to take care of the problems that you described.
Thank you.
Sac City?
Senator, child care was one of the things that was in the initial infrastructure bill that I believe has been taken out during the compromise process. Is this something that you think Congress will address still?
Yeah, I think it will, but not to the extent that the administration wants to address it. It's only out of the what we call the traditional infrastructure bill. Anything that this administration wants to call human infrastructure, which is a abuse of the word infrastructure, but anything that they want, they're going to try to get through as a separate bill. So I expect it to come up sometime after October the 1st. Back to Lamars.
All right, Senator, last week, as you know, the Supreme Court ruled against the renewable fuels industry, I guess, if you will, allowing for refineries to be given exemptions or waivers on blending ethanol. And I just kind of wanted to ask, you know, this is another hurdle, another blocking wall, if you will, against the ethanol and biodiesel industry and all the renewable fuels. And I was kind of wondering, how do we go about, those of us in agriculture interested in the production of ethanol and biodiesel, how do we move forward now? How do we, economic times has been hard enough anyway on that industry, and now with the Supreme Court coming down and ruling against us, how do we move forward?
Yeah. Well, you heard me praise the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, a decision of a year and a half ago that put us in the strongest position ethanol's ever been in. And I was hoping the Supreme Court would sustain that 10th Circuit ruling. They overruled them. So we're back to where we've been under the Obama administration and the Trump administration, with working with the political branch to make sure that the law is followed. And we're going to have to use the same approaches that we've used then, to plead with them to follow the law, making sure that we get 15 billion gallons and that unjust waivers to small refineries aren't granted. But it's sort of a pleading situation we're in. And that's why I'm so disturbed about the Supreme Court, because it put us in a stronger position and giving some backbone to EPA that they didn't have to respond to the small refineries the way they did. Now, I haven't had any conversation with the EPA since that decision. I will be having those conversations, but we're kind of in a situation that we've been in for the last 8 or 10 years, just trying to get EPA to enforce the law and deliver the billions of gallons that the law requires. Back to Sac City.
Yes, Senator. Throughout rural Iowa and probably all of Iowa, there seem to be worker shortages. Places cannot find enough employees to get themselves back to work after this pandemic. What do you think is necessary, or what can Congress do to help us get back to fully employed?
Yeah. The extent to which it was a problem, maybe not as big as it is right now, pre-pandemic, when we get take away the disincentives to work that are in the COVID bill because of the virus, then we still are going to have somewhat of a problem. The problem right now is because the government is paying people more not to work than to work. About 42% of the people in the country on unemployment were getting more than if they went back to work. So now 30 states, including Iowa, have done away with the federal add-on to the state unemployment. That $300 a week is going to make sitting on the couch at home less. It's going to incentivize them less to sit at home and go out and find a job. So that should help, but we're still going to have a problem in Iowa. The problem then would be similar to what we've had before the virus. Back to Lamar's.
All right, Senator, as you know, Vice President Kamala Harris traveled to supposedly the border this past week, although critics were saying that she never really went to the border. It was more of a photo opportunity, but it's not really addressed the issue of the influx of immigrants that are trying to cross our borders and everything. So I just wanted to hear your thoughts about the immigration concerns and what can we do about it, and is the Biden administration addressing this issue?
They are not addressing the issue. They are the executive branch of government enforcing laws, and they aren't enforcing the laws, and consequently, they like an open border, and they're going to continue to have an open border. And as long as we have an open border, it's going to be difficult to pass legislation dealing with the problems that could otherwise be dealt with. But the reason you don't pass legislation is we could pass legislation today, get it signed by the president, but you still are continuing to have the problem. You got to close down the border, Sac City.
Realtors are noting that the housing market all over is kind of tight right now, in part because of low interest rates and also because contractors can't find enough materials to continue building. Is there anything the federal government is looking at to help alleviate some of the problems?
Yeah, I asked this question in the Finance Committee last week with a $36,000 increase in a new home because of the price of lumber. And right now, it looks like the administration is going to make it worse by increasing the tariff on lumber from Canada from 9% to 18%. And I didn't get a very satisfactory answer to that. That's the main problem right now. And another one on the interest rates. Interest rates are going to have to go up pretty soon because we got an inflation problem coming down the road from both a very liberal Fed policy and a very in spending. This administration wants to spend $6 trillion more in their budget. If they do that, we're going to, just like throwing gasoline on a fire. And this fire is inflation. Back to Lamar's.
Okay, going back to my ethanol question, I guess, Senator, if we can, does the, besides the Midwestern states, can you share with me a little bit as to, is there broad support for renewable fuel standard beyond just the Midwestern states of your Iowa, Illinois, Nebraska, South Dakota? I mean, where we see our ethanol plants and everything, is there support coming from other areas?
No. And in fact, when you have 14 corn-producing states, that's 28 senators. I don't even find the senators from those states backing up Ernst and I. It seems to be an Ernst and Grassley problem. We got to fight it for the other 13 states, and I'd appreciate the other 26 senators getting involved and helping us. It'd be a lot easier. Thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Dennis and Gail, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.